Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, who have you got on the line over there?
We've got Honor, the radio vet. Hello, Honor.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're all right this afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm having a nice day at home today.
Which you're not.
It's lovely.
Oh.
Yes.
And you're allowed, are you?
Occasionally, we are allowed to not go to work.
So that doesn't happen often, I bet.
I imagine it's been quite busy up there, isn't it?
It's been very, very busy. Yeah, the staff are pulling some fairly massive hours and working very, very hard.
I'm sure they are. Well done to you all.
Now, one of the things you can't fail to have noticed is that it's hot.
It is hot. It is hot, yeah.
Now, it's nice if you're set up for it, but if you're covered in thick fur and you've got to walk on a pavement with paws, it's not so good, is it?
No. Thick fur and hot pavements, well, just hot pavements in general, feet don't really go very well.
No.
I mean, it's the same every year, isn't it? We always get these really hot days, and it's just a case of being sensible if you're out walking your pets. I say pets because some people do walk their cats.
They do, yeah.
And the occasional ferret.
Oh.
just be sensible, you know, walk early or late when things have cooled down, because we do unfortunately see sometimes pets even with burnt feet from pavement.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I believe it.
I suppose one of the rules of thumb is if you can't put your foot on it for any more than a few seconds, then it's going to burn the paws, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's hot for you, it's hot for a little dog foot. Mm. So, yeah, if you can't stand it, don't walk on it.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. And what about the sort of general heat protection for animals? I mean, they've got for... Dogs can't cool sweat, can they? They have to pant.
Dogs... Dogs can sweat through their feet, but nowhere else. Yes.
Oh.
But their general cooling is through panting.
Right.
So, you know, make sure that they have shade. Make sure they're not stuck out in the sun for ages without the option of going out of it. So you will obviously get the sunbathing pets, but they tend to move somewhere cooler when they have got too hot. So they have options.
Yeah.
You know, do make sure they've always got access to lots of fresh water.
Of course,
Of course. And, I mean, the other dogs particularly who are at a higher risk during hot weather are the dogs with the very short or flatter faces.
Yes.
They find it much harder to cool themselves, so they do need to take special care with those guys that they don't get overheated, because we do see heat stroke in them more commonly than we might in some of the other dogs.
Oh, I bet.
Okay.
And there's these things I've seen called cooling mats. Are they of any use?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a lot of people will use them, and a lot of dogs do really quite enjoy lying on them. Obviously, you can spend plenty of money on a cooling mat for your dog to decide that he doesn't like it at all.
Yeah.
And he would rather go and sleep on the concrete or in a flower bed or wherever he thinks is much nicer.
So yes, is it right for them to sit in a swimming pool, should they choose? I mean, a paddling pool, not obviously a huge swimming pool, but a paddling pool, do they like it? I mean, some do, I suppose.
Yeah, some of them love it. Some of them love having a lounge around in the pool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll keep them cool, and they'll probably have a play and a splash around. It's just being sensible about things and making sure that they do have the option of going elsewhere to get cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Can dogs and other animals get sunburn as well?
They can do, yeah, yeah. It tends to be the ones with white skin. You often see they've got quite pink skin underneath on these dogs. We tend to see it kind of on noses and ears, so more exposed bits of them. And cats also we see getting sunburn, and horses will too. So it is, you can get kind of pet safe sun creams for these animals.
Yeah.
Cats in particular, I would say, are probably worth thinking about doing that with, especially on ear tips in white-tipped cats, because we do see skin cancers associated
We don't want that, do we?
No. We don't want that, no. So sometimes you can kind of reduce the risk a bit by using sun cream on those guys.
I just had a mental picture trying to put sun cream on a cat.
Yes. As it slithers away from you,
It's not normally putting it on that's the problem. I think it's probably keeping it on.
Yes, it'll just clean it straight off.
The cats are very sharp, though, aren't they? On all four corners.
All four corners and the front. You don't have to smear your entire cat.
Ear
tips and nose are sometimes the bits that are worth doing if they've got very white noses and ears.
Horses are probably a bit more amenable, I would have said.
They
tend to be, yeah.
They can get ear shades, can't they?
They get, people use fly shades and stuff which gives them some protection too.
Takes the edge off, I suppose, Okay. Now, we've heard a lot recently about people going back to work after having spent many weeks at home. Now, as a rule of thumb, I thought cats would be quite grateful that their humans have left the house themselves again.
I can have my chair back now.
Have their chair back for a bit of peace and quiet,
But I think dogs may have a bit more of a problem with it.
I think we probably will see a few who have really loved having their people around, and it's probably going to be more of an issue in dogs who previously had a little bit of anxiety to start with. There are some very, very good resources around online. People, a lot of the pet behaviourists have seen this as a kind of impending issue.
Right.
And there are some good resources with some very good tips. I mean, it's really just taking things gently, even now, while people are still at home, to kind of build up their dog's resilience to being left alone.
Yeah.
So making sure that you do actually spend a little bit of time every day away from your pet.
Yes.
Mm. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes, an hour, that if you, go out and leave them for a little bit of time or spend time away from them at home, so they're not kind of in the room with you the entire time.
So they could have nap time like a baby does, doesn't it?
Time. And when you are away, give them a lot of stuff to do. So we're doing lots, allowing them to do positive things whilst you're not there.
Yeah.
So things like activity feeders.
Yeah.
So you can get these mazes and balls and stuff like that. So they're getting rewarded with the food and doing stuff which keeps them occupied at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's all a nice positive thing to do alone.
Yeah. Rather than eating your furniture.
Rather than eating your furniture, absolutely. And make sure that you're sticking to your normal routines that you would do when you were working.
Yeah.
So feed them at the same time, get up at the same time, go for your walk at the same time, and try and provide them with the quiet time that they would normally have whilst you were away at work at the same time as you would be at work. So you're trying to kind of ease them back into their normal, whatever that was, routine, whilst you're still at home.
Yes.
Which then hopefully will make that transition easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So the symptoms of separation anxiety then are likely to be in unusual behaviour?
Yeah, so, I mean, you do see just kind of anxiety and pacing, and some unfortunately do escalate and they can be quite destructive just because they're so, so anxious.
Yeah.
I mean, something that can be quite interesting for people maybe to do, you can get very cheap little cameras that you can link onto your phone or to your laptop or whatever, and actually it's worth sometimes seeing what your animal is doing whilst you're away.
Yes.
Because while you think they may be settled and happy, obviously you're not there.
No.
So it's worth looking to see, are they actually as happy as you think they are?
Yes.
And you can then make a bit more of a judgment about, do you maybe need to do some more training with them, or change things slightly to help them cope with being on their own whilst you're not there?
Brilliant. Yeah.
So your vet, whoever that may be, will be able to give you advice on that if you think you need it.
Yeah, your vet will probably be able to give you good advice on that. There is a set up called the Association of Pet Behaviour Counsellors.
Oh, right.
The APBC.
Yeah.
They're a national behaviour group for pets, and they have a lot of very good resources to do with all sorts of things, from separation anxiety to the training that you can do with puppies that you may have got during lockdown.
All right.
To make sure that you can do training and socialising, so how to make you have a nice, rounded, happy, confident dog in a time where you've not been able to go out and about as much as we normally encourage.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
And so, all joking aside, it's largely going to be dogs that have this issue. Cats and other pets aren't so much.
It's largely going to be dogs that have this issue. We have seen an increase in the number of cats with stress-associated problems during lockdown.
because they're
leave me alone, yes.
They will probably be delighted when everyone goes to work.
Got my house back now. Yes,
got my house back, can do what I want. People are not poking me all the time.
That's good information. But if you're in any doubt about any animal, of course, always contact your local vet.
Yeah, absolutely. Contact your vet. It's not always... it's not always anxiety related. We do see other medical problems and physical issues that can cause changes in behaviour. So sometimes it is worth even just having a phone conversation with the vet, and they'll be able to kind of hopefully point you in the right direction, or say, oh, actually, maybe let's have a little look at them and make sure that there's not something else going on.
Okay. So mostly vets now are doing phone consultations unless it's something serious.
Yes, a lot of the time, I think all across the island, actually, we're still doing phone consultations as the first point of contact.
Yeah.
And then we can assess from there whether we can deal with the problem remotely or whether we do actually physically need to see the animal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's always worth checking out. So if you've got any worries at all about your animal, whether it be behavioural or something more obvious, contact your vet.
Contact your vet. Do bear with all of your vets. All of the we've had a few instances where people have said they can't get through on the phones, but it's purely just due to the number of calls that are coming in.
Well, yes, of course.
And your vets will always answer and will always get back to you, whatever practice you're with. So do bear with them because they've been pretty slammed.
Sure I bet they have.
Yeah.
Well. Thank you for that one. That's been really interesting.
And
hopefully at some point in the future we'll actually get you physically back in the studio.
Yes, at some point we will be there again.
When we're allowed in ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
The broadcasting from home. That's great. Brilliant. Fun. Well, thank you very much.
Honour the radio vet
with some advice about your animals. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day off.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.